Welcome to the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church. We hope our broadcast will bless you.
I invite you to turn with me in your Bibles for our scripture reading to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians 3, verse 20 says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us."
Our God is amazing, isn't he? Whether he answers prayers so you don't drive through the campus level store, or whatever he's doing in your life or could do in your life. I love the verse, and I agree, the next verse even ties it together. One thing that we've been doing in Pathfinders is reading different versions of the Bible. And Pastor Craig has been doing the same thing. So I looked at the New Century Version of our same text, and this is how it reads. With God's power, whose power? God's power. In us, God can do much, much more than anything we can ask or imagine. Let's bow our heads for a moment. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. And Lord, we love this verse that you've provided. And as we open your word and as we contemplate on you being so amazing, we ask that the words I speak today are yours and not mine. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. In 2021, Tiny Meeker did an amazing feat. Tiny Meeker was able to bench press 1,125 pounds. Mr. Meeker is a true athlete. I read his article about him, and I also read some other accounts for him. In a recent interview, he indicated that he started training as an athlete when he was very young. He started when he was in grade school. He was a little bit bigger kid than everybody else. So he played football and he played some other sports because he was bigger than some of the other kids. When you're a little bit larger, you end up playing football. I remember when I was in school, the push was to go into football because I was fairly large. So I understand what he's saying. I was just taller than some kids. Unfortunately, I stopped growing at a certain age. But Mr. Meeker, Tiny, and that's his nickname because he was so large, obviously. Tiny started really working and working. And at this time, Tiny Meeker has got the world's record for repetitions for bench pressing. And that's the number of times that you can bench press. He's got the world record for 600 pounds consistently, 800 pounds, and then of course the 1,125. When asked in his interview, what does he do to prepare? He simply answered, "Before I do any bench press, I pray to God." Mr. Meeker is definitely an amazing person through God. God is amazing in designing our bodies. God is our great architect. He designed our bodies. Do you know that you can recognize over 1 trillion different smells? Your olfactory senses is one of the greatest senses that we have, and it's tied to memory. As you're a little bit older and you can think of when you smell something, you can think about past memories. It's amazing. It's amazing what we can smell and how our senses ties us to former things that we might have done. It's just amazing our abilities to smell, our heart. Our heart beats at about 100,000 times per day. It depends on your age and other things. But your heart's continuously beating. It's completely working for you. It's circulating. But think about it. Your heart's beating right now. We don't even think about the amazing design that God has put into our bodies. We have the ability to recognize through our bodies a constant heartbeat that reminds us of our creation, what God has done for us. And also, the trillions of cells that we have in our bodies that work together. When you cut yourself, we are able to have cells go to that area to repair. Our bodies are amazing. Pathfinders, do you know that God has designed you in such a way that you can do amazing things? He knows the hairs of your head. Now, some of us, he has to count less. But still, God has designed us to do amazing things. So if we're designed to do amazing things, what are we going to do with those things? What are we going to do with this wonderful body and mind and drive that God has provided us? I love Glenn's introduction. And what we're going to do in a little while is we're going to give out honors. Last time I was here, I talked about my first honor. That was the STARS honor. And that one's right here. Second honor I got was cycling. I completed this honor on May 3rd, 1980. Pretty specific date, right? I'm not that amazing to remember things like this. The reason I remember that is it was my birthday. I had turned 10 years old and we were doing the bicycling honor. Part of the bicycling honor, you have to ride 50 miles. Not bad. I was able to only complete 48 of it, but I still got the honor. You'd say that that doesn't sound fair, right? Now, to be fair, I do race cycling, and I'll start in a couple weeks training, and I've done a number of 50-mile races, so trust me, I've done my miles. But about three-quarters of the way through the ride, it was getting too easy, and we were goofing around. And I was riding without hands. And I had a new 10-speed, and it was really cool. And, you know, you'd ride without hands, and we'd see how far we could go. And my friend Mike Rao and I would see how far we could go. And then, you know, it would be a little turn, and we kind of lean into it so you could make the turn. One left-hand turn, I didn't make it. I was leaning, and I fell, put my arm out, broke my wrist. So this is bad pathfinding. The rest of the group left us. So we're behind and, you know, my arm hurts. And so my friend Mike rode and got some aspirin from me because we weren't far from his house. Pathfinders are gone. I mean, they're just gone. I do remember our leader at the time, and I've reminded him many of times when I see him at events that he left me in the road with a broken arm. To be fair, one of our church members came by, and I was sitting in the ditch area, and she asked me what I was doing. I said, I broke my arm. Mike is going to get me some aspirin. We're going to ride to my house. Do you mind putting our bikes in your car, driving me to house, or most importantly, to the hospital? She laughed at me and said, keep on going. This happened on a Friday. I was in a cast on Sabbath morning. She came and saw me. She was a little apologetic. I ended up getting a couple aspirin, keep on riding. But I remember that day succinctly, not that I broke my arm, but I asked God for help, right? I asked him, let me finish this. So this honor means something because it's not only a neat story, And true story, it was the first time I really relied on God to get something completed. And you know what? As I cycle now, I do the same thing. Cycling is, in my mind, about 40% physical. It's about 60% mental. It's about 2% luck too, but we won't go there. But even as I'm cycling, a couple years ago, I did a century, which is 100 miles in one day. And we did a very fast pace. We were running about 20, 22 miles an hour consistently. I prayed during that. So it still ties me there. There's many other honors that we receive. One of my favorite is the Petoskey Stone Honor. So here's my Petoskey Stone. So I got a question for those of you Pathfinders you can't answer, especially if you have the honor. Is this a stone? Is this a rock? No. Somebody's saying no. What is it? It's a fossil. Yes. It's a fossil. We call it a stone, but it's really a fossil. And that's what these indications are in her right here. These are actually a fossil from the colony coral. So these are pieces of coral. This stone actually has a wonderful story to it. A number of years ago, we had a family trip when we went to Petoskey. So if we're in Petoskey, I want a Petoskey stone. At that point, I'd never had one before. So ahead of time, I knew we were going, so I kind of Googled, where's the best place to find Petoskey stones? And I looked around, tried to find the best place, and kind of had it mapped out. Didn't tell my family we were going to do this. I said we were going to look for Petoskey stones, but I didn't tell them the extent of my research and how we were going to do this. And we got up there, and it was just kind of miserable. It was raining, so I'm out looking in for Petoskey stones, looking for Petoskey stones. We were there for 3 days. I never found one. Never found one. Was a little disappointed. I do have to say, I was tempted a little bit. We were in a gift store, and there was a Petoskey stone there. I'm like, I'm in Petoskey. If I buy one, it's technically a Petoskey stone. It came from Petoskey, right? So we were doing some work in our house. I was doing some landscaping, and I went to the local landscaping company, and I was buying stones to put around our house for landscaping. And, you know, I'm digging stones and piling them around and cleaning them off and that. And I found this one. So this is a Petoskey stone that I received through a pile of rocks from a landscaping company that I found in Edmore, where I live. Petoskey's stone is kind of interesting. I don't know if you know the history of Petoskey itself. Antoine Carr was a fur trader in northern Michigan. Antoine fell in love with a young lady, but she wasn't just any old, just any young lady. She was an Indian princess. So how you're a princess is your father is the chief. And she was an Ottawa princess. And when they were married, they had a child in 1787. And at that point, the chief had died. And since Mr. Carr had married his daughter, he became the chief of the tribe. So they named the child a variation of Petoskey, which we got the name from, but it means rising sun. And that's where the name for the town of Petoskey came from. It's the rising sun. If you've ever been there, the sunrise isn't as nice as the sunset where it's located. But God does amazing things for us. When we look at honors, when we look at going through the process of obtaining honors, as Pathfinder leaders, and Glenn and the rest of his team do an excellent job. I've sat through some of their honors before. we try to bring Christ into the teaching process of honors. We try to use object lessons. So the patches that you see on my sash, the patches I'm giving out today, they don't just mean that these individuals rode a bicycle or found a stone. There's a deeper meaning to these. So we can learn many lessons from our honors. So let's look at the Petoskey stone itself. Turn in your Bibles to Jeremiah 29:13. When you get to Jeremiah 29:13 and we read through it, it's a short verse. My version may be slightly different than yours, but it says, "And you will seek me." We say me, who are we talking about? God. Yeah, I'll give you a hint, it was capitalized. "And find me." So we're seeking God and we're finding God. "When you search for me with all of your heart." So you will find God when you search for him, but you're searching with him for what? With what? All your heart. Those 100,000 more or less beats per day, that's where you're seeking God. So I spent hours in Petoskey looking for a stone, and I didn't find it. Now, I did all the research, and in my mind, I was seeking with it with all my heart, but I didn't find it. It wasn't until I went home and unexpectedly came across a stone in my yard, I found it. Pathfinders and individuals in the congregation, God may come to you when you're least expecting him. And it may be a simple time. And your relationship with God is continuing. Just like your heart continues to beat, your relationship with God will continue. So, we find that just as we can seek God with all of our heart, you will find him. Just as when we search for stones, we will find them. Let's go to Philippians. Philippians 1:6. So as you go to this verse, when you get to Philippians 1:6, you'll see, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you," who is he again? I'll give you a hint, it's capitalized. God? Yeah. "That God who begins a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." So when you find a Petoskey stone, they're actually kind of dingy. They're actually very dingy. And you'll see people out when they truly look at them. If you go with Craig Morgan for the honor up at Camp Asaba, he'll bring a bottle of water. Actually, Craig, hopefully we're not videoing this or he never sees this. Craig does something really disgusting. I consider Craig to be a good friend, but he'll grab a stone, he'll put it in his mouth, and he'll put it all, and he goes, "Yeah, that's not one." So, I have to say I messed with him one time. I'm like, "Here's a stone." "No, that's not one." Craig, I just made you taste a rock. So, you get this dingy rock, and you start polishing it and polishing it. How do you polish it? Well, you take sandpaper. So you start with a low grit, you know, let's say a 60 grit, and you just sand it, and just sand it, sand it, sand it, shape it a little bit. And then you start with maybe a 120 grit, you get the scratches, and you keep on sanding and sanding and sanding and sanding, and it takes forever. And then at one time you're sanding, you're like, "Why was I looking for this rock?" But you sand and you sand and you sand. You keep on changing grits until finally you're at a 2,000 grit. You keep on sanding. And the beauty of the rock starts coming out. Is that what God does with us? Sometimes the sanding can be painful, right? But as we continue to polish a rock, God will continue to do good work in our lives. And it is painful sometimes, just like the hard grit is sometimes painful if you put it against your skin. God will sand you. God has a plan for you. He has the ability to shape us if we let him in to shape us. So just like finding the stone, we have to seek. Once we seek God, he will sand us. The imperfections will start going away. It's not going to be an easy process, but it will happen. God does amazing things through us, but in order to do that, we first have to be prepared. We have to be sanded. Now let's go next to Titus 2:14. Titus 2:14. I'm going to add a word in here and say, he who gave himself to us, or for us. Who's he again? God. That he might redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. God redeems us just like we redeem these rocks, these stones out of a gravel pit or out of a pile of stones that's going to be put around the yard. God redeems us. He pulls us out of where we're at. Then he will purify us or polish us to be something special. We're already special in God's eyes. But we're truly going to be special because God can do amazing things through us. He will work with us if we let him in. So Pathfinders, as you get your honors today, think about what you have learned through this process. They're more than just patches. And I know that your leaders see this as more than just patches. This is what I took out of the Petoskey Stone. Honor. It's more than a rock. It's a great illustration to God's love for us in the process that we go through of being Christians. And this is what I love about these days, because we have the ability to come together and raise up our Pathfinders. Now, I love coming to this church, not only because of the location and the wonderful people. David's done one thing that's never happened to me before in any presentation. The tech actually worked. That doesn't happen usually when I go to do presentations. And what's wonderful about this church is you're a constituency church. Both you and Saginaw, this is your Pathfinder group. Now, they may not be here every week, but this gives you an opportunity to see what they're doing and how they're growing in Christ. What's wonderful about the Pathfinder program is its steps, just like our Christian walk is steps. And you get to see the steps that they make. And I've been around long enough. When I first started, I had dark hair. And I get to see the young people. I get to see the leaders grow. I remember Glenn when he was only 6 feet tall. But it's wonderful to see the growth in the staff and in the Pathfinders. So, why are we doing this? God is amazing, and he wants you to use you because you're someone special. God has redeemed us, just like this rock has been redeemed and polished. This fossil It's much more than just a rock. We are more than just individuals. These pathfinders, these truly are the future of the church. Okay. I love when people say we have schools because we're going to set up our next doctors or pastors. That's okay. We're looking at the future of the church. The church consists of a bunch of people. We have to have people that turn on the lights. We have to have people that shovel outside. We have to have people that come up here and give presentations. We have to have Pathfinder leaders. These are the individuals that make up a church, and a church is built on its youth. And that's what Pathfinders does for our church. So Pathfinders, this is where I get to stare at you and say, this is your charge. Okay? God is amazing. What is God doing in your life? And just like Tiny Meeker, if you spend the time with God, He will do amazing things through you. But it's not, well, we're just going to go to church and, you know, we'll prepare for church. It's a day-to-day relationship with God. Just like your heart is beating every minute, you can spend every minute with God. Bring Him into your heart. Spend time with Him. And that's not just for the Pathfinders. That's all of us. We have the opportunity to do amazing things because we're amazing individuals. We're purposely built. And you may not feel it sometimes. Now I'm talking to you older folks. You guys won't relate to this. I get up in the morning. It's more difficult this year than it was last year. I asked my wife a couple years ago, why did we put a popcorn machine in our bedroom? Because when I wake up, I hear all this popping and cracking. I think that's my knees. But we're part of God's plan too, right? And no matter how old you are, God can come into your life and sand you. And the beauty of you can come out, just like the beauty of this stone. So, the same charge I give to the Pathfinders, I give to you. Let God do amazing things through you because you are truly are amazing also. So spend each day with God. Let your heartbeats mean something. Let them attribute to the work that we have. Because truly, God will do amazing things in your life too. You don't have to be young. You can be a little bit older. You can be a little bit grayer. It still happens.
You have been listening to the broadcast from the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church at 2420 East Ashman in Midland, Michigan. If you are in the area, we cordially invite you to visit our church Saturday mornings. If you are a distance away, we encourage you to continue visiting our website and weekly podcast at midlandsda.org.